Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show. This is Woman Act Now Radio, and you're listening to Shauna Stallworth, and beside me is our master coach for Woman Act Now, Anna McCoy, and we're excited about our show for today. All month long, we've been talking about walking powerful in vision, and we're going to continue down that road today with the 10 must-dos about vision. And Coach Anna is going to share more about that as we join her in on the call. I want to welcome those of you who are watching us over the internet, as well as all of our faithful Woman Act Now members and those of you who might be listening to us via your conference line. So I want to encourage you to reach out to us at www.womanactnow.com, sign up for this organization or to find out more about us. And then you can also give me a call at 877-751-5700. My extension is 407. I'd love to talk to you more about the organization, share with you a couple of the benefits and how you can receive affordable coaching for your life that will help coach you through the execution gap toward achieving your dreams, visions, and ideas. Well, again, I want to thank those of you who are just joining us in on the call on today. Welcome all of you listeners, and welcome those of you again who are just joining us on this broadcast. You're watching Woman Act Now Radio, and I am Shauna Stallworth, and beside me is the master coach for Woman Act Now, Anna McCoy, and she's going to come to you in just a few minutes and talk to you a little bit about the top 10 must-dos as it relates to your vision. So, again, I want to encourage you, for those of you who are Woman Act Now members, I just want to let you know a little bit of an update. If you didn't get a chance to listen to WAN Morning Prayer on this morning, I want to encourage you to go back and be sure to listen to that audio archive as well as download the devotional for today. I want to encourage you to always do that, send in your prayer request. And you know what? All of our weekly calls for the week will resume on next week. That's right, 15 Minutes to Destiny, as well as Conversations with Coach and our Do It Girl call for those of you who are our Mentor Me members. So I'm going to go ahead and invite our host for the show to the call on today, Coach Anna McCoy. So welcome to the call on today, Anna. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you very much. Hello to all of our favorite listeners. I see that you are there on today. I'm excited about our topic today of the top 10 must-dos, and we're going to talk about a little bit about when we think about our vision. We started out this week with a vision exam with our leadership expert, Ms. Pam Ross, and she gave us some great information about causes, first of all, symptoms, causes and cures when it comes to a vision exam. And then she sent me a picture. She's like, yeah, look at this picture. And it says prescription, vision, prescription. You know, you need some help with that vision of yours, ladies. And so it really talked a little bit about, Shauna, bring us up to date, because I think when we kind of handled that from a spiritual perspective, and today I really want to deal with, for those women that are actually starting and pursuing their visions and different things like that, I want to talk about some ways in which we can do a vision checkup, so to speak, and possibly give some kind of tools to help them think about it.
Well, that's good. You know, some of the things that Pam shared on Monday, she talked about a hesitated walk. And sometimes, you know, in life, as we're moving through and we're trying to accomplish our dreams, visions, and ideas, we get to a place to where we just move a little slow. You may not be doubting, but you may not have the full push of faith or belief that you need to be confident in taking that step in execution to move that vision forward. Then she talked about a little bit about being hindered, and that's just, you know, really staying with the familiar, not reaching outside of your sphere of knowledge or what you believe or how you believe it can be done, but understanding that as you get into a place of zero, and this is her cure that she shared with us on the call on Monday, that in getting to a place of zero, you really put yourself in position to hear. And in putting yourself in position to hear, you allow a strategic plan to be downloaded for you. And as you allow that strategic plan to be downloaded, he's constantly not just downloading you the vision or the plan, but he's also downloading confidence, which is a birthright for all of us as we move forward in the things that we've been called to do. And as he downloads that, then you are fueled with the power that you need to push forward. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that call on Monday, I just encourage you, you want to go back and take a listen. This is our month toward power of vision, and we certainly want to continue to be powered up as we move forward because we got a lot to accomplish this year, ladies.
Absolutely.
So let's keep moving. So back to you, Coach Anna.
Well, thank you very much. For those who are listening to us, you know, that's an awesome review, Shauna. And Pam Moss, she may have an opportunity even to chime in with us. She's currently in a conference in Nashville. You know, she's a leadership expert and everything. So a girl's got to get out and do what she's got to do. But in case she does, we'll look for her and invite her to the call. So I want to welcome all those who are viewing us live via the website, via Facebook. You can actually go to Facebook, Woman Act Now. You can see it live there as well as in our member area. We want to encourage you to join us on Facebook, on Woman Act Now, and like us there so that you can share this. We broadcast it live, even out of the network. And if you have friends, we want you to share with them about Woman Act Now. And so taking just a minute, Woman Act Now is an organization of, to provide coaching, affordable coaching to every woman. But we are very specific about who we're in pursuit of, and we're in pursuit of those women who want to surrender to kingdom mandate in their life and really begin to accomplish that. So we walk as power agents. We are power connectors when we connect two or more women together to begin to teach and empower them with the principles. So we're excited about that, and we're a global organization of women that are just loving each other. So let's get into the groove of what we're talking about today. So this month is Walk Powerful, Envision, you know, and when I think about it, you know, you really have to see where you're going. I had a conversation, many of you know my mentor, and one of the first things that I want to talk about today is preparing to birth your vision. Many of us are seeing and we're writing, we're communicating. We're trying to identify, we're GPSing. If you don't know what that is our God positioning system where we are actually writing out a plan on how to begin to execute. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about vision where your focus is, where you have no focus, your vision is impaired. And as I was having a discussion with my mentor, Coach Al, he was talking about birthing your vision, you know, and I have some points of writing your vision. You hear that. We talk about Habakkuk 2, talking mm-hmm. about writing the vision, making it plain so that others can run with it, but basically so that literally this vision will come to pass when mm-hmm. it's in a written form. So he shared with me 5 steps to birthing your vision. And we talk about really birthing the vision. Mm-hmm. We're all midwives helping each other, writing that vision, putting it on paper. Mm-hmm. And the first thing is defining a blueprint. And that's mm-hmm. where we bring our GPS into this. Mm-hmm. Our goal positioning system is helping you to define mm-hmm. the blueprint of the vision that you have. And remember, the vision is also, it's kind of an overall view. Then we can look at our missions. Our mission is kind of the heartbeat of what you've been called to do. Mm-hmm. I am an advocate, you know, for look, all of a sudden, look, she knows my mission. I'm an advocate for the righteousness of a living God, proclaiming the gospel to all I meet that they may accomplish their God-given purpose. That's my mission. My vision is something different as it relates to its parts of that mission. It's how I'm going to actually carry it out? How do I see myself actually walking out this mission in my life? And so one part of my vision, obviously, is Woman Act Now. Another part of the vision of my own life is writing books, communicating. So you see all of these different parts. So in order to birth it so that we're not feeling like we're actually birthing something all the time or we're at the beginning of something all the time, it's necessary to see how you do what you do. We're calling it vision, but it's not just vision in the sense of a big vision. It's really more about seeing what you are to do, whether it's a task, whether it's a goal, whether it's an opportunity, whether it's something creative, but really preparing yourself to see what you're about to do. And that's the level of vision when we think about concerning your own desire, whether you're starting a business, whether you're writing a book, whatever the case may be, we want to really see it. How do we see it before we move? And so in that conversation, he was sharing with me to birth it. A part of that process of birthing has to do with the blueprint. It's like when the baby is coming through the canal, do we know what we're going to do with this? And in fact, the blueprint actually starts inside of the womb where he is knitting together, you know, when he's, if it's a human being, he's knitting together that that the molecules and cells and the development is actually happening in the womb.
Right.
So in the thought of man is the womb. You know, is what you're holding in your treasure chest, so to speak. And so let's talk about that part first, is that oftentimes we don't nurture a vision in the womb before we give birth to it. And oftentimes, whether it it cannot produce, it does not thrive. It may be handicapped in some way, and we perceive that, you know, we don't have the support we need to, in order to do this. So now, did you hear what I just said? Is that the after fact of all after effect of all of that is that we don't really have the support. It starts to look like I don't have anyone I can talk to. I don't have any money. I don't have all of these things. But we're going to go back to the place of birthing and nurturing, that in the womb, whatever that thing is, and we call it woman thing, we call it your GPS, we call it your execution gap, where we're saying get pay attention to the development of what you want in the womb of your heart, in the womb of your mind, and just that whole thought process that you really began to nurture this vision, you begin to nurture this desire that you want. And that's kind of what it's like. It's a thought, it's a desire, it's a hope, it's something, it is an expectation, because we've talked about all of those things. And today, we on our way in prayer, we talked about resurrecting. You know, the word resurrection is about newness of life. It is about life, giving life to a particular thing. And so when we speak life, it's a part of nurturing the lifeline of the heartbeat of what you've been called to do. You know, and it's your business. It's like even here today, you and I work in an environment where we do Woman Act Now, but we also work in a corporate professional environment where we're advancing an agenda of business, of working in the marketplace, and having to nurture and have the same kind of energy and passion that I have for Woman Act Now, I have to bring into that space. I don't separate myself. You can see this evolving that's occurring because of the infusion of nurturing what you want, the vision. You know, whether it's the way people act, what people do, but you're really nurturing that in the space. So we have to have a couple of things in the birthing process. So I want to take you back. I just want you to think about this for a moment. I want you to think about your vision, your hope, your desire. And it's not, I want you to isolate it because it's not just the big thing.
Right.
There's so many. I never accomplish any big things in my life. You know that?
Well, you do.
No, I don't.
Okay.
You know why I don't accomplish big things? Because they're all a bunch of small things that lead up to the finished product. Nothing ever happens really big. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like, bam, it's not like that. It's like a little piece at a time, a meeting at a time, a relationship at a time, a thought at a time, And then it looks like a really big thing after the fact.
Right.
But when we get off this call, we've got to put our mind to something so that maybe a big thing can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of series of small things that we begin to nurture in the womb of our thoughts, the womb of our heart, our mind. We're going to stay there for a moment. So the first thing is we got to define that blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything we're talking about is pushing these women back to walking powerful. We created all these tools. I'm not going to spend my life here, ladies, trying to come up with a new tool for you every day. I'm going to spend my life trying to get you to understand the ones that we have already created for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep talking about it over and over and over again because something inside of you is just going to click and say, that's what she's talking about. Yes, I'm waiting for the what was that?
The aha moment.
No, I'm waiting for the boom.
Oh,
you know what I mean? The boom is, that's all that knowledge I just dropped on you. I love that commercial. You know what I'm saying? It's like, boom, why didn't I think of that? That's what I'm talking about, ladies. So let's talk about it. First thing is defining the blueprint. I talk about in Woman Act Now in the book, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream, is to go into that place of dreamland. Primarily so that you can develop a blueprint. And we're giving you ways to think. Woman Think is to help you create a blueprint. It is asking the questions, when, what, why, where, and how. How am I going to accomplish this? Taking you back to the execution gap is helping you to, first of all, determine and make some decisions based on where you are. That is this important to you? Before you ever start taking off, you've got to ask yourself that question. Why? Because that is something that's going to determine your nurturing ability. If you don't care, and this is in a very natural way, for women that don't care about the child that they're carrying in the physical, they abuse themselves and they abuse the child that they carry because they have made a decision that they don't care. But for the woman that says, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to ensure that what is birthing inside of me is nourished, it is taken care of, the nutrients are provided, that, those are all the blueprints because guess what? When you find out you're pregnant, you go to the doctor and they say you are pregnant, something in you says, wait a minute, I've got to do things differently. I need to understand. And then you start getting books, you know, what to do, what to expect in pregnancy, how you going to do this. And, you know, we all got them, whether you had kids or not, you was interested. You know what I'm saying? You're interested in the birthing process and what is necessary for you to do. So you're trying to develop the blueprint, whether it is your physical, that you're taking care of your prenatal care, you're taking medications. What all of those are a part of the blueprint to say that if you do these things, you could probably have a healthy birth without any other major complications, even to the point of Lamaze. Let me go see how I can birth this. The baby's not even out. But what's the easiest possible way? What do I need to do? Do I need to breathe five times or eight? What is it? Those are the blueprints of giving birth. So you want to establish or define the blueprint for whatever that is, that idea or that thought or that goal is that you want to accomplish. I said define the blueprint. After you have defined the blueprint, now you're really designing the system to accomplish it. You know what's so amazing about technology? Technology is what manages systems. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like I have an idea about a particular thing, and I'm working on a customer relations management system. I'm working on the system. The system is how is this going to work? What would be the benefits to our team to use it? But it's not the technology. That's the system. The technology is everything that encompasses. You know, it encompasses the system. How we're going to do it, who's going to use it, this is how we're going to put that technology together in order to accomplish the system that we want. And so technology actually encompasses systems because without it, we can't operate our systems well. So you need to think about how are you going to design whatever this is, this blueprint that you have defined. Now, how are you going to design it so that you can begin to accomplish it, bring life to it, breathe life into that vision or that idea. The next thing is to develop it. because a vision is just like, you notice, as we're walking through the process, you're thinking in the design phase what you want it to look like, what might it feel like, what it's not working yet. We're just kind of, I'm designing the CRM system right now, the customer relations manager, because it's not working yet. It's not fulfilling. Mm-hmm. I have not penetrated this problem. I have not accomplished it, nor have I obtained what I wanted as it relates to that vision breakthrough I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I'm just kind of designing it, and then we're developing. Once we've mm-hmm. identified what we really want in it,
mm-hmm.
now we can develop it. We can begin to create fields that are going to produce what we want, what
mm-hmm.
we're actually writing down. Can we put that into technology now
mm-hmm.
because we actually have a system now?
Right.
But can we streamline that system by using technology?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to begin to develop it. So now I literally bring in other people inside of the team to actually begin to develop that process.
Okay.
What do you need? What do you need? What's going to work for your team?
Mm-hmm.
How will it all gel together? So I'm developing that process. And it's not yet produced,
mm-hmm.
but I'm developing it. And ultimately, before we even get to a production stage
mm-hmm.
of releasing it, we've got to debug it.
Okay,
that means that you've got to take a minute to think about, is it really what you want?
Mm-hmm.
Is this what you've been looking for? Is this what you want? Is this what you're after? Because you got to look to see what's going to work, what's not going to work. Remember, I haven't birthed it yet. I haven't even turned the switch on yet.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think about examining our vision, many of us want to jump it, put it out there, but we haven't what? Nurtured it in the womb. Because
mm-hmm.
that's a part of that process. A baby doesn't come out of your womb underdeveloped.
Right.
Okay, if it's a healthy system, it's a healthy baby, it is developed, and then when it comes out of the system, out of that, after it's been birthed, now it is to grow and produce, and you're to nurture it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So in the womb, we're trying to debug it
okay.
to see, is there anything wrong? That's what we call going to the doctor and getting
mm-hmm.
a sonogram, making
right.
sure the heartbeat is still there, that the limbs are developing, all of the different
mm-hmm.
parts. And so we do that while we're nurturing it in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
See, many of us are trying to grow arms and legs outside of the womb.
Mm-hmm.
That's called premature. It can happen, and it's going to delay it, but at the same time, that part of that is to be what? Birth within, to be nurtured in the womb. Okay? And then the last part of that, obviously, is to deliver it. And these 5 points actually come from Coach Al, but is to deliver what God has given you. And then now we've still got a whole nother part of the process of even once we have delivered the vision, we've delivered a goal, we've delivered to the marketplace, we have given of ourselves, now we've got to start to see how we're going to live with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
What space is it going to take in my life? What changes am I going to have to make? What relationships do I need to have? What resources? Are there any new skill sets I need to acquire?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start to think about that and educating yourself and preparing yourself, one thing, you know, I'm a lifelong learner. I'm always looking for ways to improve,
mm-hmm.
to educate, to learn new knowledge, to learn new things. And one of the things, ladies, I want to introduce you to today, if you're not familiar with it, but iTunes University, what I have discovered, more than just a how-to video,
mm-hmm.
there's actual courses available to you from some of the major institutions, learning institutions around the country.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you may not get a degree, you still will have an opportunity to educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's very important. Again, that's iTunes University. If you have a iPhone or an iPad, that would be for some of you Apple, okay, not just anything. Okay, that would be an iPhone, iPad. I say that because one of the young ladies said to me, I don't have an Apple iPad. And I just looked at her.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, she's special. Because she said Apple iPad. And I said, is there anything else other than an iPad for us who have them, right? We're like, we're not wasting our breath on Apple. This is iPad. You know, she's like, well, I'm not that technological. what is that? So, and I'm thinking that's what you think when so many millions of people actually have it. Mm-hmm. So we want to open up the lines before we go into our next segment. For those who have joined us on the call, you can hit 1 and you can join us and share your input on what you're learning on the program today. I have 649-8709. Is that Roz? Roz, are you there? Okay, let's go to, I think we have our another favorite caller, 565-3250, 565-3250. Who sent me a message last week saying, I'm your favorite caller, but you missed me. How you doing, Demetrius?
Hello.
I wanted to make sure you saw that I actually saw that text message, and I remembered your phone number. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. So what are you walking away from the call with thus far before we go into our next segment?
Well, I've been taking notes, and I think I like the first two of making sure that you define your blueprint and designing the system to manage it. So, and that will take you back to that GPS, you know, taking it back and going back, looking at it, checking it, and so forth. So that's where I'm at right now.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you very much for that, and thanks for joining us. You can always press 1 so that we can add you back to the call. All right,
okay.
All right, thank you, Shemetris. I'd like to invite 214-649 to the program. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I was having an Apple iPad moment with the mute button. what I walked away with is that when you said that why reinvent, and I was listening to you, and you actually gave a Baskin and Robbins flavor of what you've already been teaching us through the GPS. Of how you're positioning the information today. It's in just in a different flavor, but we still can follow along with the GPS that what we're doing. The delivery is the ideal scene, and it made me think that you can't go to a buffet without a sacrifice, or you can't have a feast without a sacrifice. So we have to still continue to keep doing the dreams, write them down, and bring them into fruition. So I was just talking to a WAN sister earlier about people or parents living dreams within their children, but now that we're the children who are power agents, we can go back to them and help them to GPS a dream that they may have never thought they would envision for themselves. So it's good, Coach. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's good. Thank you so much, Roz. You know, you made me think about, I was watching Oprah's Next Chapter. Were you watching that?
I got information because one of my sisters loves me and shared it with me to encourage me today.
Okay. And she talked about that and made me think of that because she asked to talk about, well, people walked around without hope, and she was wondering what was going on with her, you know, like her mom and her dad when her dad recently died, thinking that, you know, what has he done kind of with his life? What does he do? What happened? And actually it gave me a paradigm shift, too, in thinking about our parents. Is that he had his hope in his children. Mm-hmm. You know, all the while, they're just sitting there, they're just watching. They didn't have the lives we have. So mm-hmm. our perceptions are that, you know, are they doing, are they walking in what they've been mm-hmm. called to do? Mm-hmm. But the reality is, as Roz just shared too, is their hope and their vision is in us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the children, we're the generation that are doing things that they never would have imagined mm-hmm. for themselves, but they can imagine for their children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's just awesome. So thanks for joining us, Roz.
Thank you.
All right. We have one of our experts, 469-23. I think that's Veronica. Is Veronica, can you join us right now? She may not be able to chime in. So... let's go. What about Juanita? That's our other favorite listener. And Veronica, if you can chime in, you can go ahead and. Juanita, are you there? All right. So Yeah, go ahead and mute that for me. So we're going to go back to our subject. If you, either of you ladies would like to join the conversation, you can do that. And we're talking about vision. This is Coach Anna and Shauna Stallworth with Woman Act Now Radio. If you're just joining us on the call, we want to thank you for watching. For those who are watching via the Internet, via Woman Act Now, our website, as well as Facebook, you can watch on Woman Act Now, Facebook at Woman Act Now. You can watch there as well. So we want to just thank you for joining us. So let's continue. We're talking about your vision and talking about how to nurture that vision. We've shared basically five things in the birthing process, not separate things. This is just for the birthing process, that you are birthing a vision, you have an idea, you have a goal, and in that process you're defining the blueprint, you're designing it, you're developing it, producing it, you're debugging it, you're determining what's the DNA of it, and then you're going to deliver it to the world. And so those 5 points on birthing the vision, which is my number one, comes from my mentor, Al Hollingsworth, with BossTheMovement.com. So you can go there and you can take a vertical leap to birth your vision. So then I want to move on to talking about once a dream and a vision comes to you and you're going to birth that, or you want to birth that, what are some of the nurturing things that you might want to consider while this child is in the womb, while this idea is in the womb? This is a part of the nurturing process, okay? The vision has not been birthed. I've just given you some things that you need to do. So these next few things are some must-dos that you must do before that baby comes out of the womb.
Okay.
Before that idea is fully released. And we're always producing it. I mean, we're always trying to figure it out. I just had a conversation with someone based on one of these that I'm going to share with you, because when you're birthing a new product line, you're birthing a new idea in the business, you're trying to figure out a new system, then there are some considerations that you have to think about in that process. So the first thing is that we have to consider how we live. How are you living? Just like I said, as soon as you find out, perhaps you were, you know, you like to drink, smoke, do different things, and the fact that now you are now carrying a baby in your womb, you're going to make some different decisions on how to live.
Right.
So a part of your vision, no matter where it is, not just in the spiritual walk of vision, in determining how will you live, you will be careful where you walk, what you do, what relationships you're involved in. But also, if it's an actual idea or a vision, you're going to consider how you live. Not only financially, you're going to consider how you live physically with the physical location of where you're living, but all of those things are going to determine how you are nurturing this idea, this vision in the womb, because it may not yet be ready to be released, you know, because you're still in the design phase. You're in the defining stage of caring and nurturing. So a part of the nurturing is to consider how you live. For example, if you are starting a new business, then you're working somewhere, you're obviously going to need capital, and if you don't have capital intensiveness, then you are not going to have the money to do what you've been called to do. So as a part of nurturing, right, that idea, then you're going to consider how you live, perhaps living more frugally, you know, not making the same kinds of choices on how you spend for entertainment, purchasing a new vehicle, or all of these are ways to consider as a process of nurturing what? The womb, as you begin to nurture. So we want to encourage you in that to consider how you live. The next one is finding a shadow, finding someone you can begin to shadow, that you can just pay attention to. You know, and the way it works in the birthing process, oftentimes we will find a mother, a midwife. We will find someone who has some knowledge about what I'm about to do more than I do for myself. So whether that be a mentor, or you shadow someone in the business that you want to enter, most people confuse a mentor with someone who will do work for you. And that's not the case. The case is that mentors will usually help you shorten the cycle of your success.
Mm-hmm.
If you will pay attention and you will learn from them, they will teach you certain things to help you execute your success much faster.
Mm-hmm.
The number of years it may have taken one person to achieve something, given the proper direction, then it may take me half as long. It works and works the same in a very physical way. You know, if you open a bottle for the first time is more difficult. Another person comes, you know the difficulty they may have, but if you say, if you turn that to the right, move it up just a little bit, then push down on it, guess what? What took you 15 minutes to figure out, I walk over because I have what? A mentor, or perhaps I stood stood back and watched you struggle, and so now I have a better understanding. I don't have to go through the pain and suffering of the experience, but I have a better understanding how to get to that success so much faster. And so a part of that process of carrying the vision is nurturing, putting yourself in relationships, circles of influence that's going to nurture what you have, that literally is going to shepherd what you have, meaning that they care about what you have and they've been there too. And so a part of that process is positioning yourself. And most of us, we think we just birth these things and they're out there, and so we just do it. But I'm saying, okay, let's just do a vision check right now. Let's do a vision exam and see if you have really nurtured what's in the womb, what's in the heartbeat of who you are, before you just go out and do it. Okay? The next one is in finding that mentor, they really help us to, in business, make better decisions. We bring the fullness of our experience together, the wisdom and the knowledge, and it cannot be beaten. It's not that it's the best, but it cannot be beaten when you have someone who really knows how to do this. The next one that I want to share is in the consideration of starting or doing or launching a vision or idea is, are you going to continue to work or will you stop working full time? Okay, that's a really big one because it's going to affect so many parts of who you are. And this is so funny when you consider birthing a dream when you're when you're giving birth to a child in your life. At some point, if you have done well, at some point, if you have really nurtured that idea, then you will be making a similar decision in some form or fashion. That, you know what, the baby is ready to come, and I can no longer do this. I need to take these 4 days off of work, or maybe I might be put on bed rest because there's some changes that's actually occurring. And then as that baby is nurtured, as your vision, your idea is nurtured, you know, we all start somewhere. We start in our bedrooms. We start at Starbucks. We start sitting on a train. We have an idea, and then it keeps getting bigger and bigger, and eventually you got to figure out, am I going to be committed to it completely? Or am I going to shrink back? What's going to happen here? So a big part of that is when will it be time to stop what you're currently doing and focus on what's really important in a full-time way? That's the best way I can put it, in a full-time. So looking at that, whether it's starting your business, eventually you have to decide, am I going to work for myself or will I continue to work for others because my vision has been nurtured properly? I'm not saying that you just go do it and you hadn't done anything. You don't know what you're getting ready to do. You just jumped out of there. No, but if you've taken the time to, first of all, define the blueprint of what you're doing, design it, develop it, then consider and debug it, make sure that DNA is right because that's inside. That's what they're doing. You go for a sonogram, they're debugging. They want to make sure all things are working properly before we say, yes, it's a go. That if it's anything that we can manage inside of that birthing womb, we want to take care of that before the baby actually is delivered. And so in the same way, whether it's your physical or spiritual vision, you're going to have to take a look at those things. The next one always has to do with skill set. When we think about the execution gap, the same process. Have you prepared yourself, really, in order to make that transition from that the baby being born to actually now taking care of the baby now that it's alive? Have you done everything possible so that you are well equipped, you are more than able to be able to care for, that you have the knowledge to protect it, you set all of those things in place so that you can be a success once that idea, that vision is delivered? Do you have the systems in place? Do you have the relationships, the equipment, you know, as we're working on certain things? The part of once it's birthed, now do we have the proper support? That really is the next part of that when you're doing a vision checkup. Do you have the proper support to grow at the level that you're going to grow? It's one thing to house and contain a child in your womb. I always find that so amazing is that, you know, when a person, when a woman's going through the birthing process of nurturing the child, the child is growing inside of the womb. Everywhere she goes, the child goes. The child doesn't have a choice, you know. The child moves when she moves. The child keeps her up awake, you know, whatever the case. But when she moves, the child moves. When she goes, when she talks on the phone, the child is not saying, I don't want to hear that right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when it's time to, once that idea has grown to such a point, when you no longer have full control over it, you can't clasp it down anymore. What have you done to really prepare yourself so that you won't burn out, so that you won't be so overwhelmed by it? Do you have the proper support to actually support that vision once it's been released? And that's the thing about a baby in the womb. It's like you thought you were in trouble. But as soon as the baby comes out, and I was talking to a young lady, she says, this is a year later. I am exhausted. I feel the same way giving birth to ideas, giving birth to visions, giving birth to a book, giving birth to just a, every week we got a birth of prayer. It's the same thing. I feel exhausted always in the birthing process. So do you have the proper support? Because you cannot survive in the birthing process and remain there continuously. If you did, you'd be in labor for a very, very long time, and ultimately you cannot survive it. Something must give. Either there's a loss of life, either with the person giving birth or to that being birthed, because the labor becomes far too great. And so this is real. Even in our spiritual life, you cannot stay in a place of trying to be right, trying to be changed, trying to do something different. Eventually, the labor, the physical labor required, the promises, the commitments, all of those things will become greater. Either you will die or that thing in you will die. Which will it be? Who will be the sacrifice? So you have to make that decision. So that's why it's necessary through the process that you are nurturing this vision, not only inside of you, but once you have made a determination that you have given birth to this, that you feel comfortable, that you have defined, you have designed, you have developed, you have debugged it, you are ultimately ready to deliver it. And that's why people are, you know, you say, well, you're not letting anybody see. Well, yeah, because I sometimes we don't know what we're doing, but most times if you have an action plan of what you're doing or you're trying to figure that out, you want to define the blueprint, you want to design it, you want to develop it, you want to debug it, and you want to deliver it. And oftentimes those are very painful experiences for people, because at that point, you know, you hold it close enough while it's in it. This is what's so awesome, that when you deliver, as long as it's inside of you, it's hidden. Nobody sees it. You experience it. You know what's going on. You know what you've been working on. You know what God has shown you and he's been giving you, but you have no idea that once it's delivered, it's now revealed, and it's no longer hidden. And it is at that point you're going to start to hear things immediately about what you have done, what you have accomplished with this thing, this idea, this child, this vision that you have delivered. And it sounds something like, oh, you're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we receive that, but the reality is there comes a person, there comes things. It sounds like a review in the paper. It sounds like a, you know, you spend your time birthing a book, and then somebody says they don't like it or they do like it. Immediately it comes, because guess what? It's no longer hidden from view.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the minute you get on the stage, Shauna,
right,
you're no longer hidden from view.
Right.
You don't have time to perfect who you are.
Right.
You should have perfected who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of this moment, this is some, wow, this is something, because
mm-hmm.
this is a part of the vision of this conversation of what you have been called to do
mm-hmm.
and to accomplish in this process. So, wow. So you have to really measure whether or not you have the proper support systems
mm-hmm.
in place, whether it be people, things, skills, resources,
mm-hmm.
opportunities, so that as soon as it is revealed, Anna McCoy,
mm-hmm.
can you withstand? Can you handle the pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Can you handle the growth rate? Can you handle, some of us grow too fast,
mm-hmm.
our knees hurt, we have all sorts of problems. Will I be able to handle it? Will you be able to handle
mm-hmm.
whatever that
mm-hmm.
vision or that idea, that mandate that's been called for your life or your business?
Mm-hmm.
You think you have to think the same way. Here's the next one is looking at what we call a comparative analysis of this idea you have. This, I mean, have you taken the time to really consider
mm-hmm.
the pros and the cons of why this birth is necessary, why this step is necessary? Have you taken the time to consider that? And as you take the time to consider that, you're going to think about the pros and the cons. What's the best possibilities? What are the not so good possibilities
mm-hmm.
that are going to occur? The great thing about this, and let me make it in the terms of birthing. You've given birth to the vision. Now we move you from the phase of being, of nurturing this hidden jewel, nurturing this thing that you've hidden, this treasure in your heart. You have worked on it. You have worked on it perhaps privately. You have done everything you know to do. You release it to the world, and now comes all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to what? Consider how I live. I have to consider the things I do. I have to consider
mm-hmm.
who else is necessary in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really have what it takes? Am I really capable? You know, we can emerge to be something, you know, without preparation, but the difference is how much pain will you pay because you did not prepare?
Mm-hmm.
That is what you have to answer. And so we first start, we've given birth. You said, yeah, I've looked at it, I've debugged it, I've designed it, I developed it, I think I'm ready to give birth. Now it should be fully matured from the stage that it's in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you always hear people say when a woman has a baby and the baby comes, it's a healthy 7-pound, 11-ounce baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's supposed to be at a particular stage
right.
in its maturity in that life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think about our visions and our ideas or the tasks, the goals, the different things that we want to walk in, is it at the maturity level
mm-hmm.
at that cycle? That's something that you have to decide upon. And that's decided upon based on how you live, based on whether or not is it time to stop working so that you can give all your attention to this. You know, that's what you have to do, because the weight of it becomes so heavy in that woman that's pregnant
mm-hmm.
that she knows it's getting near. And something has to give. Then you have to consider whether or not you are ready for this opportunity,
mm-hmm.
if you have really measured your skill set, Do you have the proper support in order to really give birth or secure and nurture what you have given birth to take care of the baby? The next part of that we talked about in the delivering stage, mm-hmm. designing and debugging. And there's always, this is really the cycle. The birth, once the delivery is given, there must be a cycle that occurs to nurture. You have to consider, how are you going to live? What's going to be important? Mm-hmm. How are you going to manage? You're going to also think about a mentor. Is there anyone who can help us accelerate? And that's really what I think Woman Act Now is, Shauna. It's mm-hmm. that mentoring, shadowing relationship that if I can help you accelerate, literally accelerate your ability to get to something quicker, then we have done a great job. So when a woman says, I need help with a website, and you can say, well, why don't you use this one because it'll be such and such, mm-hmm. that's an acceleration. You didn't do what I did to try to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't sat there and taken tutorials and mm-hmm. spent hours and hours trying to learn how to do this. That's the price I pay. The price you will pay is staying in relationship with that mentor. The next one is is it time to stop what you're doing and give full attention to that so that the fruition, you can really give it what it needs so that it properly produces. The next one that I want to share with you, our next must do when it comes to your vision, is testing your idea, testing the market. You remember we talked about the pros and the cons of defining what's necessary, and really that's what you're doing, what's necessary, what's not so necessary, mm-hmm. are what we call needs, obligations, and wants.
Mm-hmm.
That's another principle I got from Coach as well, needs, obligations, and wants. So those are the pros and the cons, needs versus wants,
mm-hmm.
needs versus wants, pros and cons, this is the best possible thing,
mm-hmm.
what could be the worst? Okay, so you start to look at that when it comes to your vision in making those comparisons. Then it's time to test your idea. That's where you're no longer hidden,
mm-hmm.
that everybody's going to see what you're doing, and are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you truly prepared for it? Have you created the relationships? Have you created the skill sets? Do you have what you need in order to move into the marketplace? One of our challenges at Woman Act Now is testing the idea, testing the system, testing
mm-hmm.
the power center, not expanding before it's necessary, not
mm-hmm.
growing and stretching before it's necessary, figuring out ways that you can handle the capacity of your system
mm-hmm.
and knowing what that capacity might be.
Mm-hmm.
As an entrepreneur, you know, when it comes to your ideas, even anyone, I think, I don't want to couch it as an entrepreneur, but any person with a vision, and certainly a mandate that they believe that they've received from God, I think it's important to consider the 24 hours in your day. How passionate are you about your time and your commitment to do what you've been called to do on a day-to-day basis?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about 15 minutes to destiny here, one of the principles of Woman Act Now. As you do what you do, when God begins to speak to you, or you establish ideas and goals and tasks, those things, are you committing that 15 minutes to destiny so that they might be performed in your life?
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to Shauna this morning how I had improved, or no, I was talking to Valerie about how I had improved on the piano in the course of a year, going
mm-hmm.
to a piano teacher for about 6 months, and then I hadn't gone in the last 6 months, but I continued to pursue my 15 minutes to destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I have a witness here. She can tell you the improvement. I'm not perfect, but I certainly can play music.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my goal, is to be able to sit at the piano and free flow and play the piano as I wanted to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I have the opportunity where I've been able to do that in a very special way. It's not perfect, but it is special. And so I'm going to just play a little tune for you to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's me, playing under my voice, just playing. After about a year of that 15 minutes to destiny. So a part of the process of birthing your dreams and your visions is to be committed to time when it comes to that idea. You have to, when you give birth to a child, you're going to have to commit. You don't have a choice, but many of us think that we have a choice. And when you don't choose to commit the time, you're going to pay a very big penalty.
Yes.
And the penalty is you will have no fruit for what you say you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so those practice the 888 principle, which is eight for working, eight for leisure, and eight for sleeping. What you do in your leisure time will dictate your success.
Mm-hmm.
Will you commit to working at least 1 hour a day or 15 minutes a day, or whatever the required amount of time is to continue to nurture that baby once it's out of the womb? Many people deliver and their baby's been starved to death. We don't know what happened to them. We don't know what happened to that book that's on some dusty shelf. You know, that's what happens because we fail to remember the importance of practicing, even in your leisure time, practicing nurturing that vision. Okay, so I want to open up the lines. I have a couple of people who's vying for attention. Hello, Juanita.
Hi, Coach Anna and Shauna. How y'all doing today?
We're excellent. Thank you.
Wow. Well, basically, I like the aspect of what you all shared about nurturing the baby, not just nurturing the baby when it's inside of you, but also nurturing the baby when it's outside of you, because there's a great possibility that baby may die if you don't continue to nurture it on the outside once it's been birthed.
That's good, Juanita. Thank you so much. Because a big part of that, Juanita, hearing your voice reminds me of the environment, how important the environment is to nurture the baby on the outside.
Yeah.
Just like in the natural way, people prepare. They prepare a baby room. They prepare all the tools. They try to get the environment right. And the reason why this is so important because Juanita is in a space. She's in that birthing canal. She's been working on all of these things and designing the blueprint and all of that. See, it really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, Juanita? Because when I think about you in the context of what we've talked about today, even though you have been doing, like with your real estate investing, but she's really been in the womb. Do you see? She's been in the womb doing all of this before she really even delivers the best of who she's going to be to the world in this space. Because now you're starting to perfect the systems. You're also now creating the environment so that when the baby really is delivered, I mean, she just walked through. I could have just thought about Juanita and started writing some of this stuff because I go back to that part of considering starting, you know, are you going to continue to work in the same space and doing these same things that you've been doing? Or when will you get to the point that you're going to make a decision and say, I have to stop and do something? I've got to give up one so that I can give it. And a part of that is that process is a part of nurturing the youth of the business cycle, the youth of the idea, the youth, the maturity of where that idea is. So thank you for that, Juanita.
And also, Coach, I thought about when you were teaching this, it brought me back to my three-year preparation plan. Because you talked about defining the blueprint. Like with me, before I put my three-year preparation plan together, I have pretty much everything. It may not be real details, but I have everything laid out for us, the business aspect of me and the woman of God in me. And I could recall one time, I mean, this is funny, but I could recall one time me sitting in Pastor Ross' office with this with this assignment that God literally have downloaded, you know. But sometimes when he downloads and gives you something, it's not always meant for you to just move out and just do it right then and there. So I'm like, well, here it is. I'm about to go out and do this. I'm about to go revive the streets. This is what it is. And he said, this is good. I literally see it. He said, but you're spirit man is not really fully developed to birth this right now. I think that 3-year preparation plan needs to be in front of this. You know,
yeah.
And so I think this preparation plan, because the preparation plan is basically is just what it is, preparation. I broke it down in every aspect, from health to fitness, financial, business, ministry, spiritual, and educational. So I think when you know that it's there, I guess common sense tell you is to, you know, prepare for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, and I could probably just think about Juanita and this journey that she's
mm-hmm.
been on, and that is so excellent, Juanita, talking about preparing to birth your vision. I have here as a part of those top 10 must-dos that we'll post on the website when we post this call for you as well, or lead you to a link on Woman Act Now where it currently resides, is preparation is key to your success. Most people talk about what they are going to do rather than doing what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the birthing is getting things in order. You may have a dream or a vision in your mind, but the hard part is getting the dream to come to reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just encourage you, Juanita, because, again, it's almost like an aha.
Mm-hmm.
You might say to yourself, I've been doing this for 2 years. I mean, now I ought to be able to do something. But you've been in the womb for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
In the womb, defining what you're going to do, asking questions, connecting with mentors, being taught, being empowered, learning and developing all of those bits and pieces of yourself
mm-hmm.
so that when you literally deliver, you've been spending time debugging. No, I don't think that's the relationships I'm supposed to be in.
Yeah.
Because it's not what? It's not a part of the system. It's not a part of the DNA of where you're supposed to go. So that's been all a part of this journey. So, again, thanks, Juanita, for joining us. Go ahead and open up the call to the top 1-649. Roz, did you want to come back on, our Shemitris, and give us any final thoughts?
Coach, can you hear me?
Yeah.
This just makes me think that this is the attire of achievement. And as I was writing and preparing for a speaking engagement, that action, and then you put in parentheses desire plus discipline plus determination equals the dream. But you have to have the action part there. So as I was doing some reading in one of my Ogmandino books, it was talking about some of the greats that have been in our history who
yeah.
were less of one of their senses, like Beethoven and Helen Keller. But all they had, even though they didn't have all five senses, was action and then desire plus discipline plus determination equals
mm-hmm.
dreams. So I just want to say thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. I think I read that the other day. I got
Did
one of them old
yeah.
the greatest spiritual seeker or something.
Yeah, that's in the University of Success, one of those semester teachings, and I had just happened to be in it. And then Demetrius blessed me with the call today, and you had blessed me with a call, and it was still on point. So even when it made me think of going back to one of your teachings for the rites of passage is not a dead end. It's still movement. But I just thank you guys for all of that.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, everybody. We're we're going to say thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us today. This has been Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy, Shauna Stallworth. We want to encourage you to go to the website. You can view this again. You can listen to it on Blog Talk Radio. We have Empowered by Wynn Tuesdays starting at 7 p.m. for Mentor Me's. If you want to take your assignment, not your life, your assignment to the next level, we want you to join us on Tuesdays. Invite a friend to 15 Minutes to Destiny on Mondays. It's an open call so that it sets the tone for our week. We encourage you and we'll encourage your friend to take it to the next level. So anything else you want to add there?
Know that you are loved and appreciated, and walk powerfully on purpose. Join us on Facebook and Twitter at Woman Act Now to find out more about all that we're doing. It'll keep you current on the activity, as well as invite you constantly to join this awesome organization where you, too, can receive affordable coaching for your life.
you can move forward, because that's what you've been called to do. So, again, know that you're loved and appreciated. Join us right back here next Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Time for more on Woman Act Now Radio and Walking Powerful in Vision. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.